One of the Northwest's selling points is its cheap hydropower. That's why in recent years, data centers have sprouted along the Columbia River in both Washington and Oregon. But in north-central Washington, an emerging power-hungry industry is meeting with some resistance. It involves the making and managing of the virtual currency called Bitcoin. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Chelan County.
Bitcoins are traded on the internet. They can be converted to cash, one Bitcoin currently worth about $380. One way to earn Bitcoins is to lend computing horsepower to the global Bitcoin network. That's known as Bitcoin mining. And one place that happens is at Dedicated Hosting Services. That's a one-year-old company that leases a former machine tool shop on the banks of the Columbia River. Michael Cao is the company president.
No one notices that anything is going on there because we're so quiet. And
unlike traditional mining, there are no pickaxes and conveyor belts here. In Bitcoin mining, the tools are tech know-how and electricity, lots of electricity.
Inside there are racks and racks of computers trying to solve a very complicated equation on the Bitcoin network.
Solve the equation, you get an electronic reward of Bitcoins. Do it every day, all day long, the rewards can add up. Cao and his partners make their money by leasing rack space to Bitcoin miners. Cheap electricity is the attraction for locating Bitcoin computers in north central Washington. Some of the lowest electric rates in the nation come courtesy of dams operated by several local public utilities. But a few months ago, Chelan County PUD proposed to roughly double the Bitcoiners' power rates. Jared Richardson is Cao's business partner.
This rate change is very narrowly targeted and is discriminatory and would pretty well wipe out our business in the area.
The proposed rate hike affects about a dozen existing Bitcoin server farms in Chelan County. It comes on the heels of a moratorium on new high-intensity electric hookups. John Stoll is a manager with Chelan PUD.
We do have these wonderful assets, the hydroelectric dams on the Columbia River, as well as Lake Chelan, that generate enough power for the county, as well as some extra power that is sold throughout the Northwest and on the West Coast that helps, you know, offset rates locally.
But Stoll says this cheap power is a finite resource. The emerging Bitcoin industry has power managers concerned about spare capacity being gobbled up. The Wenatchee-based utility is now proposing to charge the Bitcoin mines a higher rate than any of its other local customers. That's sparked debate over fairness and what a sustainable business model looks like along the Columbia River. The PUD admits it's still trying, like most of us, to figure out what this whole Bitcoin thing is about.
There's probably stories in business journals every day about the fall of Bitcoin to it is the next internet.
Stoll says the volatility in the digital currency business is also a concern.
We've seen some operations go in and almost overnight they're gone. And that creates issues for a utility.
A longtime local businessman with a foot in the old and the new has become a go-between in the quest for an amicable solution. Malachi Salcido runs a mechanical contractor business in Wenatchee. Recently, he's expanded into Bitcoin mining. Salcido says the underlying technology, called blockchain, could grow into something bigger in central Washington, but he fears the PUD's wariness could quash the opportunity.
The utility has said, if we do this, we can't keep low, stable rates for our customers. My response to them is that's not a good enough answer. Either or is not a good enough answer. We are all very intelligent. We can collaborate and work together. We have to figure out a way to do both.
Something along those lines may be happening. The elected utility commissioners have put the rate hike on the slow track and directed staff to explore alternatives. The Bitcoiners also are looking at alternatives. That includes going to neighboring counties with similar low power rates if and when they decide to expand. I'm Tom Bonsi in Wenatchee, Washington.